Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
All right, the Hogs back in action this Saturday.
Yes.
Greg Evans.
I believe they're gearing up for another loss.
All right. At least you're realistic. I like realistic fans.
I mean, they're doing better this season.
My boys are going to lose to Ohio State, too. Ohio State looks pretty damn good.
My boys have another bye week.
Arizona State didn't play till next week. All right.
Ooh, yeah. The Hogs are at A&M.
Right.
The number 8 rated Texas A&M.
There you go.
SEC Network, that's a night game.
But you're not a real fan, Craig, unless you think you can win that game.
Well, I mean, I
see that a
my
lot.
Hogs are doing so much better.
A lot of social media.
They've actually won a couple of games this year.
They yell at you.
Right. They are improved. They are improved. Right. I mean,
they are definitely improved. You can't
I'm
fall
not
the
expecting
floor.
A national championship.
Well, you should.
But I am grateful that my team is doing better.
Right. I'm watching. Have you ever seen it before? It's from 2011. I watched it originally. And this is one, it's the Auburn, Alabama 30 for 30. It's just a great. Have you ever seen it? It's really good. It's
on Roll Tide War Eagle War Eagle Roll Tide?
One of the two, yeah. It's a great, great documentary. It also features. Our late friend Vic Henley's brother, all over that, you know, because he was a running back for Auburn back in the 70s.
Terry Henley.
Yeah, right. But it's such, and Bo Jackson's all over it. It's really, really good about how freaky both those sets of fans are down there. And they're rerunning it right now on ESPN. You might be able to catch that, or I guess on, I recommend if you're a college football fan, check it out. Those two teams are 160 miles apart. The fans just hate each other.
So wait, they have two teams in the same state?
Yep.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
An in-state rivalry.
Which is very cool.
Yeah, you'll have to put the Hogs game on the second TV while you got Penn State and Ohio State up.
The Hogs play at the night game?
Yep, right opposite each other.
And COVID's not affecting them as of yet? Because I know the Wisconsin might not be coming to Lincoln.
Yeah, right now.
Because of COVID.
Yeah. The only one listed as a postponed right now is North Texas and UTEP.
Because of COVID?
Yeah, generally, that's what it means. Yeah, they've started putting a new category on this page here that I look at that is postponed games, and generally that's what it is.
And it seems like all the NFL teams are fairly clean right now.
So far.
Yeah. And they're saying all of the COVID cases that have come out of the NFL have been guys getting together at restaurants. Nothing from the field of play.
Well, you see Saquon Barkley and
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, they were at a bar maskless. They're looking into finding the Barkley's not playing, but he's still hanging out with the team.
I heard yesterday they said they may drop the hammer on the Raiders too.
Oh yeah, they partying
after their little outbreak. Kind of the way they did the Titans.
Got it.
$300,000 to $500,000 fine or something.
A lot of guys coming down on
good one, Craig.
Major League Baseball, too, because of the Justin Turner thing.
Well, I'm watching that story this morning on ESPN on one of the TVs back here, and they are talking about that. He was pulled from third base in the fifth inning last night in the final game of the World Series. Of course, the Dodgers won. Because what I don't understand is, with all the money that MLB had and rapid testing, why were these guys all – why didn't they all know ahead of time before the final game if they were positive or negative?
Why did they have to wait till the fifth inning?
I haven't heard that all season long where somebody was pulled from a game.
Right. Hey, we just got your positive result. Why'd they give them a test in the third inning?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. So they pull them,
So he's feeling fine. And then the third inning,
Where's he go right away? He can't go in the stands. There's people in the stands. So he goes back.
Probably in some isolated room back in the stadium.
And, of course, they win. And he comes out maskless and hangs out with everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am happy to see that story is blowing up on sports media.
It is. It is.
Yeah. It should.
They're calling it an egregious violation of protocol.
Right.
Well, the commissioner was in the building. I mean, everybody in their whole power structure was there. That's a horrible look.
And the problem is they'll get through it because it was the final game. But it's still lame.
Yeah, after today, nobody's talking about it.
But it's just irresponsible.
I know.
As far as society goes.
Right. We witnessed that last night.
Right. And by the way, the Dodgers won.
Right.
They're world champions. With an asterisk.
Oh, yeah. We get a Dodger friend of ours. I started asterisks on his page, and everybody's just hanging over the asterisks. They were the best team in baseball, but still, it wasn't 162 games, so asterisks.
Did they only play 60?
Yeah.
Was that 60 regular season?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't start till August 1st.
Asterisks. But congrats.
So for the Wisconsin-Nebraska game, Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz out at least 3 weeks after testing positive for the COVID. ESPN reports he had an antigen test return over the weekend that was positive for the virus. The second test Monday confirmed the result. The backup also tested positive, according to multiple reports. That would leave fourth-string quarterback Danny Vandenboom in line to start this Saturday at Nebraska.
If the team doesn't have a 5%, if the team's got 5%, they got to quit practice. They won't even be flying here.
Right.
Yeah. And I read that through a Wisconsin media
Wisconsin insider, that
could probably happen.
Wisconsin insider Jeff Petrikas,
that was it, yeah, that dude
says the team's upcoming game against Nebraska might not be played. No really further details about that report. Their Big Ten guidelines state that a team that exceeds a 5% positivity rate will not be able to play. Don't know if the Badgers have passed that threshold. However, he did remind us on the Twitter. And as a reminder, if the Badgers cannot play at Nebraska, it's officially no contest, not a forfeit.
Yeah, it's just no contest.
Right.
And they cannot move anywhere. The 8-game schedule the Big Ten announced has to be played over 8 weeks. They did not include any bye weeks, which means the game cannot be rescheduled.
Like with Florida not playing. Who else
did they
got the no contest? Who are they supposed to play?
Called those no contest yet.
Oh, they haven't?
No. They've just said postponed.
Different conference.
Yeah, different conference, longer
season.
NCAA
has no say. It's the conference, as I say.
Yeah, because SEC started.
It should not be a forfeit. Anybody can catch COVID. So definitely not. It should not be a forfeit. Yeah, but it should be just a no contest.
Well,
I see that.
I can see extraordinary circumstances being a forfeit where if one team is exceedingly lax about the rules.
I get that.
In that case, screw you.
But Wisconsin is blowing up with COVID right now.
Yeah, and I think the Big Ten protocol calls for you to sit down for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
21 days.
21 days.
Mandatory.
He's out.
Yeah, so he's out for 3 weeks.
Well, I knew it was going to happen. Cuz we're not taking care of the virus.
But I mean, when the Titans had that breakout, and then we found out that after their facility had shut down,
they were partying.
They were out practicing together.
That's different.
Look, if they'd have handed them a forfeit, I would have been fine with
it.
You know, if you're egregiously not following the rules, take the L.
Steelers gave them an L last week.
Yeah.
Because their kicker sucks.
Yeah. No, because the Steelers should have put that away. Doesn't matter. Win's a win, brother.
Steelers are a damn good team.
Undefeated.
Number one in the power rankings. Well, I get, so you're, you know, I guess it's just an easy road to the Super Bowl win
Super Bowl
now.
If they
were the NFC, I'd be a little happier. The AFC's way tougher.
Doesn't matter.
Way tougher.
Your team's the best in the league. They're going to win.
All right.
Anything less is a disappointment.
All right, cool. Let's go. Let's win it.
There you go.
Well, we've always said that. In the NFL, anything less than a Super Bowl win is a disappointment.
A lot of people, they're not expected to win.
Not this
your
show.
Your team is expected to win.
Not this show. Say
your team is expected to win.
Super Bowl win is all we want on this show. That's the history of this program. You know that. We've all felt that way.
Yeah, but not everyone is on this show.
And some of us
other people are, you know, like my Hogs, I'm just grateful for a better season.
No, college fans like teams are 11-2. We don't. We want Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, and some of us have actually experienced it.
Thank you. Sorry, Todd.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that's what it's going to be again. A I'm going to have to put up another Packer Steeler Super Bowl.
No, no, it's a long way away from that.
Oh, God, we can't go through that again.
AFC, we got the AFC's tough.
That is where we're headed.
And the NFC's shaping up. I mean, the Seahawks, the Bucks, the
Rams,
Packers,
came back. Rams
the Rams
came
are looking
back.
Like no, they could yeah. be something. No,
yeah. Clearly, the Green Bay Packers are the cream of the crop.
No, I don't think
no.
so.
In
the That's NFC. Obviously not
no,
true.
No, they're actually saying it's the Bucks right now.
Bucks, yeah. the Seahawks.
But things change.
The Seahawks.
The Seahawks look good.
You're going to come in and upset the Packers this week, aren't you?
I doubt it.
Look, I can see how you would. You got that Kirk Cousins guy, and he's going to start clicking any game now.
Yeah. Stick
I was
with surprised
him.
To
guys
see
are dicks, aren't they? They're such dicks to you.
On the crawl. You know, they give the winning percentage.
Yeah.
And the Packers were only like 61.5.
Uh-oh.
Meaning yeah. the Vikings have a 39.5% chance to win.
Well, yeah, but it's the NFL, yeah. man. You don't see that football power index thing they throw up. They use that for college, too. You don't see 90%
in the
NFL.
No, you never do.
You don't see that.
No.
Any NFL game is at best a 70-30.
Even with the Jets and Chiefs?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Well.
It's still probably 70-30.
Yeah, because it's
NFL.
The NFL.
Right.
They're all pros.
Giving the Vikings a 38.5% chance of winning that game is a little generous.
Bet the house, man.
That's a little generous.
How many points you getting? How many points you getting?
Six and a half.
I don't stay away from that.
Yeah.
I'd stay away from that because that just means a touchdown, and you'll probably get beat by a touchdown.
No, Aaron Rodgers is going to pick apart that secondary.
I don't see that happening.
Like he did the first time.
We did see that
take
happen.
His knee out. Take his knee out, man.
Yeah, you shot already.
Right. I don't see it again. I'm sure – no, because those guys are gonna rise up. Your defense is gonna rise up. They're not gonna be treated like that again.
No, that defense does not rise up.
Craig is trying to pick you up, man.
I've watched that defense for six games, and on no occasion have they risen up.
Yeah. No occasion.
Yeah, the one game you won was still a shootout, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. They beat Texas. That's the only team they've beaten this year. Talking about the Vikings.
It's good to argue about football.
Pumping up the other guy's team. Hey, your team's going to be fine. No, my team sucks.
That's how we do it here. That's how we do it here all the time. People live through you and me during the 2 weeks for the Packers-Steelers Super Bowl. That's
that
all we did.
Horrible.
I don't want to ever do that again.
No. I was just certain your team was going to win that.
Shut up.
I was.
But I was right. I'm always right.
Not always.
I am there.
You were there.
Yeah, I was.
Accidentally.
So that's always.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A new drug entering clinical trials could help snorers.
Oh, my wife will want me to have this.
Oh, yeah. You have my attention.
And a study based wife snores, yeah.
A study based at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.
You said it on the air before.
Found that a once-a-night tablet.
By the way, I didn't mean that like I was there. Post tells us. I thought you said it on the air. I swear you said it on the air. You made allusions to that fact.
I've never said that.
You said, I don't snore.
I've never said that.
My wife will snore once in a while, but not as bad as me, obviously. Yes, you have. You've alluded to that fact.
No.
Oh, yeah. Sawn logs, I think you said.
No. No, I never said that.
I don't recall that. Okay. Study based at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
Your mom snores. That's right. Sorry. I mean,
not for very long at a time.
Because we keep waking her up?
You have to sometimes. Oh, come on. You're still
come on,
going here.
On. Nobody's home. Let's go. You're still going here. God, we're not good friends. We are not
So this
friends.
Is a pill? Because the things I see are like mouthpieces.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously if you got the sleep apnea, they slap a mask on
right,
you.
Right, right, right.
And that eliminates the snoring because you right. just snore into your mask.
Well, right. this has to do with that, as a matter of fact. This is a study based at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston found that a once-a-night tablet that combines two non-sleep-related drugs effectively reduced snoring frequency by 74%. From an average of 28.5 breathing interruptions per hour to just 7.5, there's now a clinical trial happening. Almost everyone snores occasionally, but for 22 million people in the United States, their snoring can cause sufficient oxygen levels, a condition called obstructive sleep apnea. These most likely to have OSA, the sleep apnea, are over the age of 40, overweight, or regularly engage in heavy alcohol consumption. Some
check.
People need the mask.
And check.
Some people need the mask or CPAP machine.
I've asked my wife, I said, I don't ever stop breathing. She goes, no, you just snore. Because you can't just snore and not stop breathing.
So this combination of medications to treat this is an ADHD drug and a drug used to treat urinary incontinence. So they put together this drug cocktail, and it reduced snoring, and patients' blood oxygen levels also increased significantly.
That's a weird combination.
Yeah. It is.
Hey, what happens if we throw together these two? That helps snoring.
I've not asked my wife if I stop breathing.
I've asked her that because I was afraid of sleep apnea, because we know a lot of people have sleep apnea. I mean, we knew comedians. Pete Lee had it. We know a lot of guys, young, old, thin,
I think
fat.
Lundholm.
Yeah.
Didn't Lundholm say
it doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in. A lot of them just have it. I don't fall. When you hear me snoring, I'm going to stop breathing. She goes, no. I said, well, then I'm just snoring.
No, I wish you would.
Yeah. She wears earplugs, apparently, when she sleeps.
Now, the new treatment could still have side effects because both these drugs have side effects, both physical and mental. One of them causes abdominal discomfort and constipation. The other has been associated with mood swings and suicidal thoughts.
In the morning. that's a good show.
Well, so, abdominal discomfort and constipation is a good show,
too. That's a good show, too.
Well, right. It's a show.
Yeah. I also heard another medical thing yesterday. They want you to get your butt scoped at 45 now, not 50. So if you're coming up on 45, they want you to get your butt scoped. Colorectal, right.
Yeah, colon cancer screenings.
Yeah, they want you to do that at 45 now, not 50. That broke in the news last night.
Yeah, looking for the old polyp in the poop chute.
Yep.
Right. Or you can go with that one company that just lets you poop in the box.
You can do those, the colorectal thing.
Cologuard.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody last night about this. I said, listen, you'll be 45 eventually. I said, you should get this done because it's no big deal.
It really is.
It's no big deal.
It sucks not eating.
You're just hungry that day.
Right.
You're right. But the pooping part, the drinking, that really didn't bother me.
It's not like
I have poops like every couple weeks anyway.
But I was told you're never going to be able to get off the toilet.
Oh, I know. I heard that.
That's not true.
No, it's not. The scariness was too bad. I remember I did mine in the winter, and everybody was leaving one of my daughter's basketball games to go to a sports bar, and I couldn't do that. I couldn't drink or eat. So I had to go home and just poop more.
I'm going
to
go home and poop.
So I just missed not being with the gang eating and drinking beer, you know.
You're drinking broth
and
squirting it.
Yeah, so I remember that day sucked. But the actual going under, the stuff that Dr. Mina does every day.
No.
I wake up and there's an Indian guy looking at me saying, you're clean as a whistle.
Again.
He goes, you don't have to come back tomorrow. So come on, Doc.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so they saw that it's 45 now instead of 50. I see a lot of women are showing up a lot more in women now.
Well, I've read that the colon cancer has been affecting younger white men
a lot,
and they don't really know why.
They don't know why, right.
Yeah. Like in their 30s and 40s.
And they don't think it's a big high fat diet thing or anything like that?
I think they think that plays into it.
Yeah.
Diet
that would be my speculation,
yeah,
a diet thing.
Chemicals, all that kind of crap. Who knows?
Exactly.
But yeah, that stuff, it could be beat. They find the polyp in the butthole, like Craig said, right?
Poop shoot.
Two bits.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But the prep.
Appreciate you laughing.
Everybody tells you horror stories about the prep.
It's no big deal.
It wasn't that big a deal.
No.
I think it's gotten better over the years. I think Dr. Mina's told us they've gotten better with that.
Yeah.
It's still nasty.
It just becomes more and more liquid.
Oh, the flavor yeah. sucks.
You're expelling more liquid as the night progresses.
Right, right. Which, by the way, I do that every once in about a month. Depending on what I'm drinking, that could happen on a random Sunday morning.
Colonoscopy prep or a bean burrito, one of the two.
Same difference.
Yeah.
Scope that butt.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.